The Congress of South African Trade Unions says it is not at all surprised by the level of intransigence and total inebriation with power by President Jacob Zuma. They have welcomed the ANC National Executive Committee's decision to recall Zuma. However, they are urging the ANC to explore the possibility of charging President Zuma and subjecting him to a disciplinary process for defying a constitutional structure of the ANC and bringing the organization into disrepute. For more reaction from Kusatu, I'm joined on the line by the Federation spokesperson, Sizwe Pamla. Good evening, Mr. Pamla. Thank you for your time.
Evening to you and the listeners.
Now, we have made the point consistently that we don't have direct elections in our country. We elect parties. We have a party political system. And as such, parties deploy people to various levels of the state and to public positions. But the constitution of the country, once a person is in place, like, for example, President Zuma, then, of course, he has certain constitutional prerogatives. You have quite an interesting view. You are saying, because the ANC-NEC is the highest decision-making body, it has taken an instruction. President Zuma has effectively defied it. You are saying the ANC must operationalize its internal disciplinary procedures against the president. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. Look, we are hoping that the president really is going to come out tomorrow and really tender his resignation. But if the president is still trying to explain himself, we think the ANC needs to act because President Jacob Zuma is not above the ANC. And we really congratulate the ANC of the ANC. For us as COSATU, we've been calling for President Jacob Zuma to step down and for the ANC to recall him for quite some time. We think this newly elected ANC, a month after they were elected, they have not shied away from the elephant in the room. They have, of course, it's not an easy thing, but we commend them for really coming out clearly and saying that no, they want him gone, not 3 months from now, but now, as in like ASAP. So for us, we are happy with the decision of the NEC. We do hope that sanity is going to prevail because as a country, really, we need to move on. As workers, we were looking at the job statistics today. We need much more from government, really, and from the ANC than what is currently happening.
Now, of course, the realities of dealing with some of our very real problems, things like joblessness, inequality, poverty, questions around violence, access to education, are, of course, very, very huge issues that do not get the kind of attention that they ought to get because we are obsessed with a president that, of course, has, dumped his administration into state capture, building a state within a state, and, of course, also, you know, huge amounts of malfeasance in state-owned entities, in government departments, which, of course, has had an incredibly negative impact on South Africans in general, but obviously on poorer and particularly the working poor's conditions, is where your constituency. What kind of action, or rather, what kind of timeline are you setting? We saw this afternoon Ace Magashule quite, confusing, obfuscating around whether there is or is not a deadline for President Zuma. Later on, his deputy, Jesse Duarte, actually called journalists and said, no, there is, in fact, a deadline, and the decision is not reversible. It is irreversible. There is no debate on the matter. And that is, of course, a function of the fact that Mr. Magashule himself is conflicted because he's a close ally of President Zuma and, of course, also potentially implicated in some of the allegations, particularly around Gupta-led state capture. What do you propose in terms of a timeline? How Cyril Ramaphosa's African National Congress proceed with this?
Well, look, for us, really, since we've been told that President Jacob Zuma will be addressing a media briefing or something like that tomorrow, we expect him to respond. In fact, the SG himself did say that he's going to respond. If by the end of business tomorrow, President Jacob Zuma has not resigned, by the end of business tomorrow, then the ANC needs to really explore parliamentary processes. In fact, as COSATU, we've been having a conversation about this to say, look, the ANC now needs to really put the country first. And this newly elected ANC, we understand some of the challenges that they are faced with. So we have said to them, don't claim easy victories. Don't hide challenges to the people of South Africa. They do understand the mess that you have been elected to clean up. So and don't play petty politics. If you go to Parliament, don't waste too much time arguing with EFF, whose motion no confidence comes first. Go in there. The EFF has got the appetite. They've already proceeded, but they understand that they don't have the numbers.
Mm.
So as the ANC, you are bringing in the numbers. So it doesn't matter. You can leave them to their emotion of no confidence. Without the numbers, they are not going to do anything bad.
But Sizwe, are you saying the ANC must get over itself and deal with the motion that's already in the queue, no matter who is bringing it? They need to get the motion and get going. The ANC and the EFF needs to really just understand that the issues around the country is bigger than the individual egos of the parties and the people who are leading it.
Yes, that is exactly what we are saying. As Consat, we are saying that look, we've wasted a lot of time. The ANC needs to rebuild its relationship with the electorate, and in a couple of months' time, we will be sitting around as alliance partners discussing issues of manifesto, discussing issues of 2019 elections. What are we going to be writing in that manifesto if we're wasting time instead of saying, look, let's use the time that we have now to fix what we can fix in the country and make sure that we really build the momentum. There's a lot that we can still do as Alliance. There's a lot that ANC can still do in really fixing the mess that the country finds itself in. But by prolonging this circus, really, the ANC is putting itself on a back foot. When you go back to the people, people will not really be bothered as to whose motion of confidence really resulted in President Jacob Zuma leaving. The NEC has decided you have the numbers, take your numbers to Parliament, dispense of this matter, and let us all have this honor, let us all debate the next budget, and let us find ways of really kickstarting the economy, rallying all social partners, and let's work together going forward. Because that is in the best interest of the ANC. The ANC needs to repair its damaged relationship with the electorate, with the people of South Africa, and it doesn't have a lot of time to wait. That is really the message coming from the Federation.
All right, that is where we leave it. Kusatu spokesperson, erudite as always, Sizwe Phamla, speaking very clearly there and saying the ANC has more than one option to bring pressure to bear on President Zuma, one of which is, of course, to institute disciplinary proceedings against him for defying the highest decision-making body in the organization in between conferences, which is, of course, its National Executive Committee.